You're listening to SBS News.
The much-anticipated second summit between United States President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended early after a disagreement stemming from apparent miscommunication. The two leaders had been expected to announce progress on denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and to sign a joint agreement. Mr. Trump says the North Korean leader made a significant offer to dismantle the research and production facility at the heart of North Korea's nuclear program. But he says in return, Mr. Kim wanted all US-imposed economic sanctions on North Korea lifted. Mr. Trump says that isn't something he's prepared to do.
You'll have to be prepared to walk. I could have 100% signed something today. We actually had papers ready to be signed, but it just wasn't appropriate. I want to do it right. I'd much rather do it right than do it fast.
Hours later, North Korea contradicted Mr. Trump's versions of events, saying it only asked for partial sanctions relief and not a complete lifting. Speaking through a translator, Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said his country offered what he called a realistic proposal.
We offered a realistic proposal in this meeting. If the United States removes partial sanctions, namely removes the articles of sanctions that hamper the civilian economy and the livelihood of our people in particular, we will permanently and completely dismantle all the nuclear material production facilities in the Nyongbyon area in the presence of US experts and by the joint work of technicians from both countries.
Mr. Ri says North Korea's proposal is unlikely to change, even if the US seeks further talks.
It is difficult to say whether there might be better agreement than the one based on our proposal at current stage. Our principal stance will remain invariable, and our proposal will never be changed, even though the United States proposes negotiation again in the future.
Mr. Trump, though, says he'll continue to push for a third summit.
I want to keep the relationship. We will keep the relationship. We'll see what happens over the next period of time. But there's no more testing. And one of the things, importantly, that Chairman Kim promised me last night is regardless, he's not going to do testing of rockets. And I take him at his word. I hope that's true.
Reaction has been mixed. South Korean presidential spokesman Kim Wi-kyum says his country is hopeful more talks will occur.
It's unfortunate that President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un did not reach a complete agreement in today's summit. However, it's clear they've accomplished progress more meaningful than any other from the past. We believe the two leaders have deepened their understanding of each other during their long and deep discussions.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe spoke to Mr. Trump by phone as he flew back to the US. And he's backing the US president's decision to cut the summit short.
I fully support Mr. Trump's decision not to easily compromise based on his strong determination to realize the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, keep on having constructive talks, and to encourage North Korea's concrete actions.
Notably, US Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, an opposition Democrat usually critical of Mr. Trump's actions, also commended the president.
President Trump did the right thing by walking away and not cutting a poor deal for the sake of a photo op. A deal that fell short of complete verifiable denuclearization would have only made North Korea stronger.
Senator Schumer is also urging Mr. Trump to hold his ground if talks with China over ongoing trade disputes continue to fall short of what the US wants. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.